producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's the first day of spring. If you live in the Northeast, from Cape Cod, South Shore of Boston, even New York City, and into coastal Maine, you have a spring nor'easter coming your way with 3 to 6 inches of snow. But the good news is it's only going to last a couple of days because the weather behind it is going to be on the warm side, and it should melt it relatively quick. Just kind of a shock to the system. I know a lot of you have been raking and cleaning and doing a little bit of planting. And if you've got pansies in your planting beds or window boxes or containers, don't bring them in. They'll tolerate the snow. So just leave them right there, and they'll do very, very well. Do very, very well for you. So, the Paul Parent Garden Club. Sorry about that. My dogs were getting into a little argument, and I had to split them up, and I apologize for that. One of the things that you should be doing at this time of the year, if you have any Canadian hemlock or you have any ash trees, now is the time to put down a tree and shrub insecticide. It's a systemic. Also, birches. The sap is beginning to move up, and you want to get the product in the ground around the tree so that it can get into the tree, and that will eliminate leaf miner on your birches. It will take care of the woolly adelgid on your Canadian hemlocks, and those of you that have them for privacy hedges, that can be a problem. And then also, if you have ash trees, there is an ash borer that has come in from the Minnesota, Chicago area and has moved east with firewood all the way into New England, New Jersey, New York. And you want to get the bone-eyed annual tree and shrub. And what's nice about it is, you mix it in a bucket or a watering can of water. You pour it around the base of the tree, and it will take it up all by itself. No more spraying. Let's go back to Bill and answer some of his questions. Bill, thank you for holding on.
Well, thank you, Paul. We live on a farm, and we've got lilac. Kind of a hedge. It's been here ever since we've been here, and we've been here some 40-some years. It doesn't seem to develop the flowers or even the green leaves like it used to. What can I do? Take the whole thing down?
No. I wouldn't want you to take the whole thing down. First of all, how much sun is it getting? Is it getting most of the day sun?
Yeah, morning sun, yes.
And but shade in the afternoon.
Well, not a whole lot, no, no.
So is it?
It's kind of an open area.
Okay. Lilacs need a minimum of a half a day, and the more sun they get, the better.
Okay.
Number two, lilacs need a sweet soil. So they should be limed, especially if you're noticing that they're not doing as well. And I would lime them every single year. And you want to use the Turf Turbo made by Bonide, or you want to use the Lightning Lime made by Espoma, compared to the old-fashioned powdered lime. The old-fashioned powdered lime takes 6 months to work. The Lightning Lime and the Turf Turbo, 3 weeks. And that will help to sweeten the soil and allow the plant the opportunity to go searching in the soil for the nutrients that it needs. And then I would feed them, and I would get an organic plant food called you have Holly Tone for evergreens, and you have Plant Tone for non-evergreen plants. And the Plant Tone can be used on lilacs, forsythia, quince, weigelia, potentilla, all of your flowering plants. And Holly Tone is for your evergreen plant. So your plant is not evergreen, so you want to use Plant Tone. So I think the combination of Plant Tone and the Turf Turbo or Lightning Lime. And then the other thing is, if it's not producing suckers from the base of the plant, and all you have is old wood, I would go through the hedge. When they start forming buds, and if some of the older branches are non-productive, cut them down.
Okay.
And that will encourage new growth, and the new growth will be more likely to make blossoms for you.
Okay. I do have access to my own. Rhonda Calmanor is probably 3 to 4 years old.
Wonderful. Then just stack that around it 2 or 3 inches thick.
Okay. All righty. Well, I appreciate it, and you have a great summer and spring, and whatever we get.
We will take what we're given, and we will enjoy it. Thank you so much, Bill, especially for holding on.
Yeah,
bye-bye
thank
now.
You, Paul. Bye.
Daniel, who's up next?
Up, we've got Marlene from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about the magic out.
Marlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy spring to you.
And happy spring to you, because everything is looking springy these days, and the birds are singing.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful to wake up to hear the birds singing. Oh, I miss that terribly.
Yes. As you're talking about the different steps for the lawn, I was wondering, when would you put down, what is the Magic Cal? Does that have lime? Is that a lime substance too? Or
Magic Cal is a lime substitute also.
Okay.
The Turf Turbo and the Lightning Lime are very, very similar, but they work quicker and they last longer.
Okay. Very good. That was my question. Enjoy.
Thank you. You have a wonderful spring.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Diane from New Hampshire. She's got a question about her mulch pile, and then another question about starting seeds inside.
Okay. Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy first day of spring.
Good morning, Paul, and happy first day of spring and nor'easter to you. So I have a mulch. I have like a barrel that has my mulch in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at it yesterday, and there's some beautiful dark black soil in there, but there's still some stuff that hasn't decompose like some eggshells and a piece of a pumpkin. And I was wondering, do I need to strain that stuff out, or can I put that all in my raised beds?
This is for a vegetable garden?
Yeah.
Yeah, the eggshells are going to take more than a year to break down. And that's got a lot of calcium in there that's going to help with your root development and the flower development. And the old rotted pumpkins that haven't totally decomposed, once we get some warm weather and some rain, they'll get mushy and they'll fall apart and rot very, very quickly. So just take it out, rake it evenly in your garden, let the air get to it, and then till it in, and you'll be in great shape.
Okay, good. Then the second question is it too late to start seedlings inside?
Oh, no.
No,
you can still start a lot of things inside. I mean, this is the middle of March. So you're not going to be planting a lot of things until the middle to the end of April. So you could still start broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce, celery, and you could, normally about a month before, you could start tomatoes. Peppers can also be started now. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll free. It is 855-660-4261. My son Matthew sent me a picture on my email, and he was at Home Depot, and there was a sticker in a flat of marigolds, a little tag, and on the tag it said, treated with neonicotinoids, and it's spelled neonicotinoids, neonicotinoids. And it said, this pesticide has been approved by the EPA. Well, the EPA, the president, is a guy from Monsanto, so I don't doubt it. Don't buy any flowering plant that has been treated with neonicotinoids. The reason is, it is a systemic insecticide that will go into the flower. And if the bees do some pollination, they will take that pollen back to the hive, and it will contaminate the honey that they're making, and they're feeding the young bees as they hatch. You can use that insecticide after they finish blooming. So for a shrub like a rhododendron, an azalea, mountain laurel, Japanese andromeda, when they finish blooming, you can use it on the plant, and it will protect it from sucking insects of all types. But it won't hurt the bees because the blossoms are gone. But to put this product on annuals is terrible. So when you're at Home Depot, if you see flowering plants and they have this tag treated with neonicotinoids, do not buy it. And what I would do is I would go to the manager and I would raise hell with him, because there's no need to have this applied where it's going to damage the pollinators that will give you cucumbers and tomatoes and pumpkins and squash and you name it. We need the bees, and this product should never be used on flowering plants. Only non-blooming or plants that have finished flowering. Believe me, you have to be careful with this product. And Home Depot is not doing you any service, because they're killing the bees that are pollinating your home garden. The other thing is, get out on your lawn, get it clean, get it fertilized, and you can start to plant grass seed if you're south of New England, and it will begin to grow. So get out there, rake that lawn nice and clean, plant your grass seed, use your fertilizers, and even though we're going to get some snow along the coast in New England, New York, New Jersey, it's only going to last 2 or 3 days. It's just going to be a mess to commute to go to work tomorrow. But work on your lawn, and it's time for you to feed it, to prevent crabgrass, and to plant new grass seed. And if you're looking for a good grass seed, if you're in a sandy soil, you have water bands and your lawns turn brown all the time, look for Pearl's Premium Grass Seed. And it has a root that will grow 3 feet deep. And the best part is the growth for the week is a half an inch. That means you don't have to mow your lawn more than once a month. How would you like that instead of every week? Half an inch of growth per week. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you. Joining us this morning to give you a little bit of cheer and hope that spring is going to be a good one, since today is the first day of spring, is Pat Stone, and he is going to tell you some of the incredible stories that his people have sent him. He puts it in a book form, like a Reader's Digest size magazine, and great stories to get you excited about the spring season, called Green Prints. Pat, welcome.
Morning, Paul.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good. How are you?
I'm just fine, just fine. It is finally turning into real spring here in the mountains of North Carolina. I hope that's true for you.
Well, we're expecting a nor'easter this afternoon and tonight with 3 to 6 inches of snow. Luckily for us, the storm is forming further out than they had predicted, because it could have been a lot more. And the weather's going to get warm, so it's going to melt. So we look at it that way, positive.
Oh, you look at the bright side of a snowstorm. I'm impressed.
Mother Nature's free fertilizer.
Oh, yeah. It insulates the soil. That's right. All those good things. Good.
Exactly. What kind of a story do you have for us to start off the morning?
Well, actually, I was thinking of telling you, and it may take us over the commercial break. I want to tell you one of the longer stories, because I've always been telling you little short 3-minute stories. And Green Prints, as you described, is a Weeder's Digest. It's people's true personal garden experiences. I've shared them, funny ones, humorous ones, tender ones, for 26 years. When you subscribe, one of the things you get is a Weeder's Reader. It's a bonus issue of 16 of our best stories. This is the last one. It was written by James Glazner of North Home, Minnesota, about how gardening helped him after Vietnam. And it was a very hard story for him to write. It took him 5 tries. He wanted to get this off his chest, but he couldn't until he really, really worked at it because of Vietnam, as you'll understand at the end of this story. So if we want to, I'll do the first half of it now, and if you want, we can do the rest after the break.
Okay.
It's called A Veteran's Garden by James Glazer. My uncle was with the 8th Air Force in World War II. When he got out, he got into growing gladiolas. My dad was a Marine in Korea. When he came back, fruit trees were his thing. I was a Marine in Vietnam from 1968 to 1969. When I came home, it took me years to realize what plants can do for you. I never could talk about the war. Neither could Dad or Uncle Louie. But I was different. I couldn't talk about anything. My wife said over and over, "You never say anything." I couldn't. I didn't know how. I lost that skill in Vietnam. I had it when I got there, but it was gone when I came back. Just about all the Vietnam vets I know have problems getting close to people. When you're in combat, you form fierce bonds with your squad members. You get closer than you were with your own brothers. After a few of these people die, you're afraid to get close to other people. You love your wife and children just as much as anyone else, but you're so afraid you might lose them, you can't express it. At the same time, you get protective, very protective, maybe controlling at times. You can't relax and be normal. That's how I was, wound up, tight, silent, a mess. Then one day, I heard my dad talking to his fruit trees. Well, I want you to know it's very impolite to listen to a man talking to his plants. So I didn't. But that got me to thinking. I started my garden the very next day. The first year, I didn't talk to my plants like my dad. I yelled at them. "Who do you think you are?" I'd shout at the tomatoes. "What's wrong with you?" I'd rant at the sunflowers. "Lighten up, would you? It's over, okay?" I was like a drill sergeant swearing at his recruits. Only when I was yelling at the plants, I was really yelling at myself. Those days of yelling at my poor plants let me sort out the things that were bottled up inside me. Sometimes I watered my plants with tears. Going to war isn't nice. It's a time where on the one hand, you are a god, and on the other, you're a scared high school kid. Then, when I got back from the NAM, some people spat on me and called me a baby killer. I was so mad, so frustrated, so empty inside, I didn't know what to do. So I yelled at my plants. So that's the first part. I was thinking finish it up after the break if that works best for you.
Okay, we still have some time left.
All right. Well, go for it then.
Yes.
All right. So here he is yelling at his plants. It's hard for a combat vet to ask for help, but my plants gave it to me. My garden became my community. I cared for my plants. I brought them water and compost. I protected them from weeds and insects, and they responded wonderfully. After that first year, I got so I could talk to my plants. I could even sing to them things like show tunes in the Marine Corps hymn. I'd say things like, "How's it going? You need anything? You look good today." And I learned from my plants, patience. You can't hurry a carrot. Pride. I have, without doubt, the best early girl tomatoes you ever tasted. And I wanted to talk to people again, to tell them about my garden and share my harvest. Then I started thinking about learning to talk with my three children. My wife was gone, and I deeply wanted a real relationship with my kids. One where we could talk about ideas and feelings, not just school and the weather. So I practiced with my plants. I want you to know how important you are to me, I'd say. I'm trying. Sometimes I get so mad I just want to shout, and I don't know why. I want you to read this book. I think it would explain how I feel. That made all the difference in the world. Today I'm friends with all my children. My oldest, Nikki, is an adult now. We talk every week. My son, Garrett, will finish college this spring. We're good friends. And Whitney, my baby, just got back from a 10-city concert tour with her college singing group. She called me her first day back to tell me all about it. After I was able to connect with my children, I met Charmaine, the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with. And the garden was right there waiting for me when I wanted to practice what I'd say to her. I'm proud now to be a Vietnam vet. I wasn't a baby killer. I was a guy like my dad or Uncle Louie who got his country's call and answered it. And I can talk to people now. I've learned that people are just like plants. You treat them nice, and they'll do the same for you. The Marines sent me overseas. But it took gardening to bring me home.
That is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, Pat. Thank you for that.
Oh, it's a beautiful story. Jim did a great job of writing it. And like I told you, it took him so hard, and it was so hard for him to get him off his chest. It took five tries with him. But today, now, he speaks at local garden groups. It's helped him come out of his shell.
Yeah, I know my father, he was a chef, and you're under a lot of pressure and working a lot of hours. And when he would get home, the first thing he did is he'd take off his whites, put on jeans, a shirt, grab the radio, a can of beer, and go in the garden, and he spent a good hour or more in there. And he came back, and he was relaxed, and he could talk to you. And so there is something to getting in the garden, working the soil with your hands, and Mother Nature is right there, and she's going to help you. She really is, and that's why it's important that a lot of us get out in that yard, watch things grow, be amazed by what these plants can do, enjoy the blooming, enjoy the fruit of the vegetable that they produce, and even enjoy watching the bees on the trees when they're in bloom, buzzing around and doing the pollination that's needed. So it's something that I think that people would enjoy. Easter is next week. Mother's Day is only a few weeks away. And I think that your magazine, Green Prints, would make a great gift for Mother's Day or even for Easter. Now, how would people order the magazine, Pat?
Well, I really appreciate your description of what gardening did for your dad. It did the same for mine, and you're connecting to what the magazine does. It reminds us of the reasons we garden, the heart and the feeling and the soul of it. To order my magazine, it's $19.97 for a year. You can order it online at greenprints.com, greenprints like thumbprints with an S, greenprints.com. You can order from our 800 number, 800-569-0602, 800-569-0602. 569-0602. Either way, be sure to mention that you heard about me on Paul Parent, and I'll give you an extra issue on your subscription.
It's something that I know that if you have a friend that's been there for you, they've helped you doing a little bit of weeding or watering when you're away on vacation. It's, you know, it's $20. It's something that they'll get $100 in return reading stories like this. And it's something that they'll read over and over again. It's not filled full of ads like you pick up Better Homes and Gardens and it's more home than garden. This is just about enjoying the garden and what it can do for you and the memories that it will carry. And as I said, I could still see my dad in the garden. And the one thing that he got mad at me about is he was working in the garden, and I walked in one day, and he was pinching his tomatoes, and I noticed there was a cigarette on the ground. And I said, "You're not smoking, are you?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Dad, you can't smoke in a garden if you're working with tomatoes, because you could create a mosaic fungus on it." And he said, "Oh, you killjoy." So from that day on, he had to wash his hands, go in the garden, and if you want to have a cigarette, he had to wait until he was done working in the garden so that you didn't transfer that disease from your cigarette to your tomato plants. And a lot of people don't know that if you're working in the garden and you're smoking, you could create a problem for your tomatoes and possibly some other plants. But you've got a great magazine. It's very, very well written. It's stories that you would enjoy and would make a great Easter present. It would make a wonderful Mother's Day present. And if you've got a neighbor, again, that helps you out in the yard, they've shoveled the walkway during the winter so that you don't have to. They weed the garden, they come and visit, and, you know, you talk about gardening. This would make a very, very unique gift that I know that they would enjoy. So, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, do you have a short story
for
us?
I'll do a real short quickie for you, yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Spring is here, and we've got the man that helps to tell us the stories of God. Pat Stone with his wonderful magazine, Green Prints.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Antidesiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Pat Stone about his wonderful magazine, Green Prints. And he has one more story for us on this first day of spring.
A little one I often use when I give my talks. It's called The Next Best Thing by Lynn Stalford. When my parents reached their 70s, they began to have trouble doing the things they used to do with ease. A saying by test pilot Chuck Yeager became their favorite motto. Do the best you can for as long as you can. And when you can't, do the next best thing. My father, in particular, was troubled by a muscular condition that would cause his knees to give way without warning. Mom became ever vigilant that he hadn't gotten hurt. One morning, she looked out the window, and there he was, flat on his stomach in the middle of the garden. She rushed outside. George, George, are you all right? That's when she noticed that he had a trowel in his hand and was weeding. George, what are you doing? He looked up and said, the next best thing. He was going to garden even if he had to do it on his stomach.
On his stomach. And that's true. I mean, there are days where by the end of it, I'm exhausted. And it's not standing up with a hoe. It's on my knees. And I'm sure as I get older, I'll be on my stomach doing it, too, because I enjoy it so much.
Well, I'll tell that story partly because the next best thing, if you have to garden any way you have to do it, you have to do it. But also because, to me, the next best thing to gardening is sharing and reading the stories of real gardeners like yourself. And that's what Green Prints does. It shares people's garden stories from all over the country, all over the world, their true experiences, funny, heart-rending, moving and inspiring. It's a great sharing among real gardeners.
Now, once people get your magazine and they've read it, if they have a story that they would like to tell, can they send that to you?
Absolutely. You can see, you can find my address on the website. It's easy to send a story. There are actually writer guidelines up there. That's whose stories I share, real gardeners, true stories about just wonderful, touching, really hysterical things that happen to them, because things happen to us in the garden.
Mm-hmm. And you can have an awful lot of fun in the garden. And I'll tell you a very, very quick story. I had a neighbor, and growing up, we would compete to see who would have the first red tomato. Well, one day, Pat, he came up to me and he said, "I'm growing square tomatoes." And I said, "How are you growing square tomatoes?" And he said, "I made a plexiglass cube. I put a hole in it, and I'm tying it to the flower once I see that the fruit forms." And he allowed the tomato to grow in the cube. And what I didn't realize he did is he was a bus driver for the MBTA in Boston. And he, his thing was, after work, all the bus drivers would stop at a local pub. They would have a beer, talk about the day, and then go home. Well, he made a bet that he could grow square tomatoes. The bartender took and said, "I'll take on that bet." And he took a pickle jar, and he wrote on it, "Joe Lee's Square Tomatoes." And everybody that came in, he told them that this patron was growing square tomatoes. And if you want to bet, take your dollar or $5, put your name on it. And if he can't do it, he will pay you double what you bet.
Ooh.
He came in with red tomatoes. He broke open the plexiglass box. The tomatoes were nice and red. He put them in the basket, and he collected $600 in bets.
Oh, my goodness.
So that you can have fun in the garden. You really can, in a magazine like yours, telling stories that are informative and fun and get you motivated, I think will help even the gardener who says, "Well, I can't garden anymore." And that last story, laying on your stomach to do the weeding, that's a true gardener enjoying the smell of Mother Earth. So, folks, go to greenprints.com. And what's the phone number, Pat?
1-800-569-0602. 569-0602, 1997, a free extra issue if they mention you, Paul.
Wonderful. Have a great first day of spring, Pat, and a wonderful day. Bye-bye now.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.